Welcome to your weekly UAS news update. This is the Halloween edition, as you can tell. We have three stories for you this week. A Texas drone law decision has been reversed. That's a big deal. A new FAA administrator has been confirmed. And then lastly, the world's largest foam board quadcopter. That's a beast. Let's get to it. And before we get started this week, I know you guys wanted me to be an FAA inspector. We talked about this during the live on Monday, but I think this is a lot less scary. This is what you get. All right, and the first story, which is also a scary—
Trick or treat!
What's up, little boy? There you go. What are you?
I'm a DJ.
You're a DJ?
DJI.
DJI. Very punny, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, ass. Sure not.
All right, and first up this week is actually kind of a scary story, not a Halloween one. This is coming from Texas, where they're possibly could be an impact, quite frankly, for the rest of us, because this might be setting a precedent. The ruling is labeling the Texas drone law, Code 423, that used to be unconstitutional, that has been reversed. And in March of last year, in 2022, a federal judge declared that the Texas Code 423 was unconstitutional. And what did I just say? Unconstitutional under the First and the 14th Amendment. Now, after an appeal in the Fifth Circuit Court, the decision has actually been reversed. If you're not aware of this law, it actually restricts images from being taken or published that contain images of people or real estate for surveillance. That's kind of a key word here for surveillance. The catch is that surveillance is not really defined. Now, Texas 423 also states that it is legal to use an unmanned aircraft, but listen to this one, from a height no more than 8 feet above the ground in a public place. And also, if the image was captured without using any electronic, mechanical, or other means to amplify the image beyond normal human perception, so AKA a zoom lens. So if you're below 8 feet, and you're flying a drone, you can't use any sort of magnification. So if you have a 3X or 7X on your DJI drone, that just wouldn't fly. And obviously above 8 feet, forget about it. Additionally, an offense can occur if the image is displayed, disclosed, or otherwise used. The NPAA, the National Press Photographer Association, says that the law has been used to actually target journalists in situations where privacy has never been an issue in the past, restricting their ability to report on stories. Now, when we reported on this a long time ago, this came through because farmers were not excited about having feedlot being photographed, for example, and so out of this and many other situation, the law became to be. Now, the court decided that the plaintiff, in this case now, lacked the standing for the 14th Amendment claim because none of the plaintiff had been arrested or prosecuted under the Texas Code 423, which I find interesting because if they put this rule in place, it means that it's designed to harass or arrest or prosecute people, right? That's what a law is. What they're saying is, well, it hasn't happened yet. So I guess my question would be, why even have it in the books if that's your decision? In addition, the appeal judge said, and nothing in the no-flight provision has anything to do with speech or expression. These are flight restriction, not speech restriction. Now, mind you, we all know that this is really interesting considering that the FAA is the sole party at this stage permitted to control the airspace. And of course, this is a federal judge, which, to my opinion, should have known better than basically saying, well, it's okay, Texas is putting flight restrictions in place, which they're not supposed to do, but I guess maybe the judge didn't know that. Brendan Schulman, the former DJI VP of Legal, had said in a post, in a very significant drone law update, the prior decision in Texas articulating a First Amendment right to drone journalism and striking down a Texas statute that interfere with the right has just been overturned by the Fifth Circuit. Depending on what the plaintiff decides to do, this could be the first drone law case to go to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I certainly hope that this is not the end of it at this stage, and I really hope that this goes in front of the Supreme Court and, well, get a final decision and see what they say. All right, second up this week, a bit of a better news. We have a new FAA administrator. His name is Michael Whitaker. As we previously speculated on this news update. The confirmation process appears to have gone pretty smoothly. Whitaker worked for 3 years as the deputy administrator at the FAA, and he was the chief next-gen officer. He's coming from the real world, not the government world, from Hyundai, the supernal eVTOL manufacturer, and he's going to be the next administrator. The AOPA president, Mark Baker, has said, "I am very pleased that the Senate took action to confirm Mike and look forward to working with him to help pilots and to move general aviation forward. He's a capable leader, knows aviation, knows the agency, and he's also a private pilot." We'll hopefully look forward to what he's going to do in leading the FAA. The FAA has been leaderless for, I think, a year and a half now. So it's time for somebody to be at the command. All right, last up, this is a fun one. We have a possible world record for the largest foam quadcopter. Engineers in the UK have created and flown what they believe to be the largest quadcopter at over 21 feet from corner to corner. They call it the GFQ, the Giant Foam Board Quadcopter. It appears to be using hobby foam for the structure, and it weighs 54 pounds, 54 pounds. Next up, the team actually hopes to expand the project and create an even larger one. And yeah, we look forward to seeing that. That's it. That's all I have for you this week. And we will see you for our live on Monday, talking about drones and answering all of your questions. Have a good one. What is this? That looks like a tiny little planet. What is that?
Black Death?
Black Death? Is that really what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Is it supposed to be sweet?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow!
I guess it's very sour.
Hmm.
It gets worse.
Holy